grandma said he was working on that new shop. And she went out to get her some chips to cook with and seen him sit down again in the wall. And one leg straightened out, the other drawed up, mm-hmm. his head dropped over between his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And she slipped around to keep from waking him up. And she got nearby to the house and she couldn't go to the house. She had to turn around and go back. And when she did, he had a bleeding hemorrhage, you know. How come he's sitting there? And he was might near dead. And in a few minutes, he did die.
Hmm.
And so he always had his mules and cows and things brought in at night, put in the barn and taken care of. And after he died, they never did bring them up or nothing. And so in that yard, I was about 2 years old. Not over three. And so something come out behind the rose bush like a white dog. And would just go right over that big old pile of wood, you know, and hills. You know, they just kept just big piles of wood, just floating over that wood, you know, and didn't ever even slip or nothing.
Mm.
And go out there and hammer in that shop all night long. And so my daddy says, I'll find out what it is tonight. And so sure enough, here he went up there with his gun and it loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night, from around that same rose bush, come a little, like a white pocket handkerchief or something. Just a little white thing. Mm-hmm. Looked like a pocket handkerchief, a little white thing out from around that bush. And Papa shot it. And it turned to a man. And that was so, and I ain't tell no story.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it turned to a man, it just kept floating right on up over that pile of wood, you know, right on in that shop. Mm-hmm. Hammered all night.
Mm-hmm.
Papa, he went and fell across the bed. You know, he like smoked to death.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll never shoot nothing else unless I know what it is. He said right then he shot something, you know. He didn't have no business to.
Mm-hmm.
Like choked him to death.
That's strange.
Yeah. But he didn't believe it either till he shot it, and he knows then it wasn't real.
Yeah. 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 I meant to ask you a minute ago when we were talking about going fishing. Some people use these little fish for bait.
Minnows.
Do you ever, you said that you went fishing some?
Mm-hmm.
Do you worms or minnows?
Well, I never did use minnows. When I went, I always had to use worms.
Mm-hmm. They're a little bit better?
I believe they stay on the hook longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fish makes one dash in a minnow, it's gone.
That's true. You have some of the worm left.
Yeah, they nibble on that worm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More likely he'll get caught while he's getting that worm off.
All right. That would be better.
Yeah.
When you were telling me about the different kind of trees that grow around here, I meant to ask you if you had any sycamores?
I don't know if they know it.
Is that what people call them, though?
Yeah.
You heard them call that before?
Yeah, they're sycamore trees, mm-hmm. but I don't know if there's none around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about these trees that had these shiny green leaves and these big white flowers in them?
Dogwood?
Well, yeah, dogwoods or